Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Thank you, Woody. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. That Cincinnati doubter joins us this morning, along with everybody else, by the way. So Cincinnati calling all you guys. Mike, you've made it, man. When you're on that list, you've made it. You're good. Anything you say now? People pick it up to go after you a little bit. You made it, Mike. You're in.
Well, it was Bill Belichick not that long ago who said on Pat McAfee's show, Pro Football Talk is not a good source for me. And my son said, oh, that's not good. It's like you don't realize how good it is when they specifically mention you. Usually they just ignore. But when you really get under their skin, that's when they come after you by name. Hey, with the Bengals, though, My big problem with it is they're bragging about doing something that they had a proverbial gun to their head from their quarterback to do, or he was going to pull a Carson Palmer. And that's the truth here. If they hadn't kept both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and before the scouting combine, Rocky Arsenault, who represents T. Higgins, he said it this week to the Cincinnati Inquirer. He thought they were going to tag Higgins and trade him. Something happened at the combine that caused Arsenault to conclude they're keeping him, and they got the deal done. And we posted the details on the deal. It really didn't break the bank for the Bengals the way I thought it could or should. Makes it easier to do what your quarterback wanted you to do. But they're doing this victory lap now because they did what they were supposed to do. They did what they needed to do. If you want to be a competitive, winning football team, you got to keep your key players. And they finally broke character. They finally prioritized winning over making money. And now we are the jerks for thinking that they were going to continue to act the way they always have.
Don't worry. That list was long, and they didn't get to everybody. Oh, so it's just they just took the big dogs. That's all. Hey,
I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny because if they don't continue to act in this supposedly new way, they're going to hear about their video, and it's going to get played back for them because I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. I don't think they're going to be able to change who they are and who they've been for decades.
Hey, so we got to get into, you know, our weekly Aaron Rodgers since you and I started working together. I swear to God, it feels like Aaron Rodgers all the time here. So he's got two choices, or he's got the retirement. If you buy Minnesota's told their second-year quarterback that he's the guy coming back. So what happens to Aaron Rodgers, and how long do you think this takes? How much longer can he hang out on the beach trying to make the decision?
Well, here's what I think happened. As recently as 3.5 weeks ago, it looked like no one wanted him, and he was fading from relevance in the NFL. The Giants were a team that he reached out to through his agent, And just the mere fact that he reached out to the Giants, that sent a message. He must not have a lot going on, because why in the hell would he want to play for the New York Giants? He wants to play for a good team. He wants to play for a contender, and no one would confuse the Giants with a contender. Then came the Steelers, when it became obvious they were going to lowball Justin Fields and he was going to leave. The Steelers and Rodgers were linked together, and it looked like a deal was going to get done. But then came the Vikings with Sam Darnold leaving for Seattle and Daniel Jones going to Indianapolis. Once the Vikings were down to zero veteran quarterbacks, that's when the Vikings became a magnet for Aaron Rodgers. And when the Vikings deliberately and strategically put the word out 2 days ago to NFL media, which is obviously partially owned and operated by the Vikings, that J.J. McCarthy is QB1 and they're not going to pursue Aaron Rodgers at this time, the first reaction was they're out on Rodgers. Well, then they started to leak some more info to make sure everybody understands where they are. They can revisit Rodgers later, and they will, depending upon what happens with the offseason program. So the onus is now on McCarthy to go out there and show that he can be the guy for 2025. And if not, if Rodgers waits, there's a chance that the Vikings are going to decide that J.J. McCarthy isn't the guy and they could pivot to Rodgers. And remember this, Brett Favre did not join the Vikings in 2009 until August the 18th. So this isn't something that has to be done now. And we know how Rodgers is about the offseason program. He gets to miss the whole thing. He just sits back and waits. So the question now for the Steelers and the Giants, how long do they want to wait?
Right.
Will they keep a spot for Aaron Rodgers? Will they sign a guy that they could maybe dump if they had to if Rodgers shows up? I think Rodgers is betting the under on J.J. McCarthy. And more specifically, he's making the calculated wager that at the end of the day, the Vikings are going to look at what J.J. McCarthy does in the offseason program, and they're going to conclude Aaron Rodgers is probably better right now than McCarthy is.
Hey, just a little follow-up. Aaron Rodgers retired in the TV booth. You ever see that happening? Could you? And what kind of job you think he'd do as a number one or two team with any of the networks?
Well, first of all, he has said multiple times it's not something he wants to do. He told McAfee during one of his Tuesday appearances late in the 2024 season that when he's done with football, he's just going to disappear. He's never been clearly and unmistakably a guy who wants to get a career in broadcasting. Now, he also may be playing the PR game here, where if you walk around saying, this is what I want to do, and no one hires you to do it, you're perceived as a failure. So you never tell the world what you want to do. You just let it happen. It's possible he's doing that. The report from frontofficesports.com this week that there aren't many networks that would be interested in him because he's insufferable. First of all, if insufferable is something that keeps you out of the media, what percentage of the people currently in the media, including me, would not have jobs? I mean, come on. It doesn't matter whether you're insufferable. What matters is whether you're interesting. What matters is whether or not people are going to tune in and listen. What matters is whether or not you're going to make the overall experience more compelling and more interesting for the people who watch it. I think somebody would hire him. It was a great point from Jimmy Traina of SI.com recently. You look at the people Fox has hired over the years. Hell yeah, they'd hire Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers would move the needle. Now, the problem is, and this is the Drew Brees phenomenon, like Drew Brees wants to be a top analyst at a network, and there isn't one of those jobs available. He doesn't want to take number three, number four, number five at CBS or Fox. Well, at a certain level, because those jobs don't come open in a broadcast booth at the top very often, sometimes you got to take what's there and you got to prove yourself and you got to work your way up. And maybe that's what Rodgers will have to do. I don't know. He'll probably think that's beneath him, but I think he would be interesting and he would be insufferable and he would be compelling. And when Aaron Rodgers was on TV, I'd make sure I watched to see what he had to say. And isn't that what it's all about? Getting people to tune in to watch to see what you have to say?
They wouldn't keep having him on if it wasn't for the fact of what you just said. Whether you like it or not, you want to hear whether he's going to be the vice president or had a chance to be the vice president of, you know, of a party or anything else you want to hear. Or conspiracy theories, this guy is, yeah, the smartest guy is always a fun guy to listen to when he's the smartest guy in the room in his own mind. Hey, by the way.
Hey, Joe, when we were growing up, who was the most compelling voice by far in sports media, the guy that everybody wanted to hear? Who was it?
Howard Cosell.
Exactly. And I would say more people hated him than loved him. But Howard Cosell was the guy that everybody had to hear.
I, I actually, when he would come out to practice before the Monday night games, I was would run over to hear, like, just to hear the voice and, like, just to see what he was like. Yeah, I liked him. All right, so we've got the owners' meetings coming up here at the end of the month. Matter of fact, just north of us here a little bit. Mike, what do you expect? We can get into all the things that some of the teams would like to see change and stuff. But we have the kickoff return, the onside kick. They got some pretty big issues that I think they need to clean up a little bit. What do you think is going to be the biggest issue coming out of owners' meetings?
Well, they've disclosed just in the past couple of days the proposals made by the teams. The proposals from the competition committee will be disclosed next week. They'll do a conference call where we get a chance to ask questions about the various proposals. But the kickoff is looming over it because they want to encourage more returns, and the calculation, the analytics-based assessment would point to, and I'm surprised there were as many kickoff returns as there were last year, it would point to kicking the ball out of bounds and just putting it on the 30. If the average starting position is the 29 anyway, if you're putting the ball in play on a kickoff, why not just give up the 30 and go play defense? You take off the table the possibility of a kick return for a touchdown, but you also take off the table the possibility of a fumble or maybe pinning a team inside its 10. If you can put the ball in the landing zone and they return it and you get to the guy and you get him tackled before he can get beyond, you know, the 10 or the 15, that's a negative for the offense, obviously, and a positive for the defense. But I think they're going to move the touchback point to the 35. And this issue with the onside kick, it just feels like it's a matter of time before they put a fourth and whatever, fourth and 10, fourth and 12, fourth and 15, fourth and 18, some play in there that gives the team that's trailing a chance to erase a multi-score deficit. The commissioner was interviewed when the Super Bowl was going to be played in New Jersey 12 years ago. He was asked who he roots for, and he said, I root for the team that's trailing. And it was funny, but it's also very revealing as to what the NFL wants. The NFL wants exciting games. The NFL wants the team that's behind to have a chance to come back, tie the game up, or take the lead. So I think they're going to do something at some point, maybe not this year, but I feel like it's coming with the onside kick where they do a fourth down supplement to it. And I think that kickoff formation, it is going to stay, and it's going to be the 35-yard line. That's the big one. Some of these others are worth watching, bringing the postseason overtime procedure to the regular season where both teams are guaranteed a possession. I think there's a lot of momentum for that, even though it's going to extend regular season games. It's a greater level of fairness, and it makes the procedures the same for the regular season and the postseason, which is important to coaches. That's one that I think is going to make it through. The rest of them, I don't know. The Lions have some proposals that are fun to talk about. I don't think they're going to go anywhere. The elimination of the tush push, I don't think that's going to happen. And, you know, there's going to be others like that, that there's not going to be close to the 24 votes necessary to push it over the top and make the change.
You know, it's funny, the push and the two guys behind or whatever end up pushing behind Jalen Hurts, and because Philadelphia, they should just call it the Philadelphia rule because they do it so much better than everybody else that I thought maybe the league would go, all right, we'll just keep the quarterback sneak and Jalen's going to have to do it, but nobody's going to be behind you. I could see that if everybody thinks that's such a big issue. But I listened to Mike McDaniel's got no problem with it. So I went, well, there's a vote in favor of keeping it. I just don't know how the rest of the league's going to care about it or not. There haven't been any injuries, by the way. Has there? We haven't had any injuries on that since Mahomes.
Look, injury data is very, very difficult to properly assess because even if a guy isn't laying there with a broken leg after a tush-push play, that cumulative wear and tear from the extra intensity and weight and force of that play, does that lay the foundation for an injury that happens later? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. But you know, the bottom line is it's going to take 24 teams that want to get rid of it. And when you look at the rule as articulated by the Packers, who just come off a sour grapes franchise in this, because they're a team that does it well now, or that can't figure out how to stop it. The Bills are a team that do it well. And Sean McDermott, who's on the competition committee, has expressed concern regarding the safety of the play. I think that's a more persuasive voice because right. His team is one of the few that have figured out how to do it. I just think it's going to be hard to come up with a rule. And as the Packers rule is written, Joe, I don't know that that is good enough. It prohibits immediately pushing if you're lined up behind the guy who's taking the snap. Well, what does an immediate push mean? Because a lot of those pushes that happen, it's after the initial surge, the push comes in later. It's a quarterback sneak with the push on the back end to make sure that the quarterback gets the ball past the line to gain or the goal line. I just don't think prohibiting immediate push from behind of the guy with the ball addresses the problem, because I don't think that's how the Eagles do it.
I think the Eagles just have the best offensive line of football. We should start with that. I mean, that'd be a good place to start from center.
They've perfected this play. And you know what other teams should be doing? Instead of coming up with rules to get rid of it, they should be prioritizing interior offensive line play. They should be understanding what the Eagles are doing, and they should do it themselves. Because if you do this well, you take first and 10 and you make it first and 8. Because if you get within 1 or 2 yards of a first down on third or fourth down, you just trot that out and you push for the first down, and it's a legitimate hack on the NFL down and distance mechanism, and it makes it a hell of a lot easier to sustain drives and score touchdowns.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mike, before I forget, this playoff seeding thing, I've heard before, you know, people go, oh, the Tampa Bay wins and the Rams win and they win 10 games. And we got wild card teams that have won 2 or 3 or 4 more games. And that was the situation again this year. I don't think you can change it. Don't you? You have to reward teams that win their division, right? With a home game. Do you agree with that?
Why even have divisions if you're not going to give the division champion a home game? And I believe that unfair results have happened. The most glaring to me is when the Saints were the defending Super Bowl champions. They were 11-5, I believe, and the Seahawks won the NFC West at 7-9. So four-game difference, and the Seahawks weren't even a 500 team, and the Saints went out there and lost. And when the Seahawks won, people said, oh, well, this proves that the Seahawks are the better team. No, because if you play that game in the Superdome, the Saints are going to win by 30. That the home field advantage, they call it home field advantage for a reason. But if you're going to do seeding without regard to division, I think at a minimum what you have to do is reconfigure the scheduling formula so there are more games played in the conference. You know, like the old days in college football when you had 8, 9, 10 teams in a conference and every team played every other team.
Right.
So it was clear the winner of the conference is the one with the best record because everyone's played everyone else. Right now you play the teams in your division twice. That's 6 games. They play 6 other games in the conference, and they play 5 games out of the conference. I'm not saying that it should be 15 games in the conference where they all play each other, but if we're going to do it this way, then maybe it should be 15 games there and 2 interconference games a year. And I know the NFL doesn't like that approach, but if you're going to make it a true best 7 records, and that's how we're going to seed this, I think you really need to look at the schedule to make sure it's a more fair approach and it's a better reflection of who the best teams are once the 17 games have been played.
Well, we're a little over a month from the draft, the other big event in the offseason, huge event, actually. Cam Ward, pro days Monday for University of Miami. Cam Ward, the first overall pick, or do you see that changing?
You look at all the teams, Joe, that are looking for veteran quarterbacks right now. There's one team that isn't, and that's the Tennessee Titans. There's been no talk about anything for them at quarterback, and they hold the first overall pick. It sure looks like they've locked in on Cam Ward. And it's also been a reality that, you know, the Giants had been linked to possibly trading up to number one. There's been no talk about that since the combine. You read between the lines there. I think the message is anybody that's called the Titans has been told, nope, it's not happening. Don't even bother. Just like the Bengals were 6 years ago, 5 years ago with Burrow. Remember, Stephen Ross really wanted to move up to number one with Burrow.
Yep.
The Bengals wouldn't even engage in the conversation. They refused. Wisely. Now, look, you don't know what the guy's going to be. We don't know what Cam Ward's going to be. We didn't know what Joe Burrow was going to be. The Bengals guessed right. But it sounds like the Titans are locked in on Cam Ward. And I get it. We interviewed him 3 weeks ago at the Combine, and he's got an intensity that oozes from him that is very inspiring. You know, you get a guy like that in your huddle and in your locker room as the leader of a team, that can really elevate a franchise. And, very different personality between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. But Cam Ward is a guy who can make you work harder than you otherwise would work, show up earlier, stay later, do all the things you need to do to be ready to play on Sunday. I feel like Cam Ward has the force of personality and the natural leadership skills that he can inspire teammates to do that, and that's going to make his team better.
I think that's what put him over the top. And he'll throw a pick six, and then it doesn't affect him the rest of the game. He'll go out and have an unbelievable – he'll throw an interception, something bad throw, and then follows it up with five or six throws that you only see in the NFL on Sunday. Yeah, it's amazing to see. Mike, thank you, man. Really appreciate you spending extra time with us this morning. Have a good weekend.
All right, Joe. See you, buddy.
Mike Floro from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning as he usually does, and talk a little bit about everything. Mike's always strong, man. Mike is always strong. Can you imagine Belichick taking a shot at him? I don't know, but I know I can't speak for Bill Belichick. But Nick Saban's guys used to love to read all Mike's stuff, man. That's how I found out about it. All right. We got to go to break. We'll be right back after this.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.